All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hit that local 53 sounder. Our guy, PFF's Nick Ackridge, joins us to break down what we saw last night. Nick, we were there, and I still kind of can't believe it. What the hell happened? How is this offense this good?
Yeah, that was a near flawless performance from an offense. It was tough to believe, something that we're definitely not accustomed to. But I kind of touched on it in the past that, you know, there were shots that were open for this offense that they just hadn't hit on yet, that it was coming. And yeah, it definitely did in a big way.
So much of last night was Daniels being excellent, obviously, but they were ahead of script, you know, on script and ahead of schedule, I should say. No penalties, no turnovers, like nothing negative, nothing less than ideal. Hard to replicate that, clearly. But what can you take out of that is sustainable about last evening, do you think?
Yeah, I think it's the run game, and I think it's what Cliff has kind of started to develop with this team. And, you know, he gets a lot of crap for the screens. You know, I'm one of them. The screens are – it's not a fun watch, but, you know, it is an extension of your run game, and it sets you up in positive situation, and it puts you in spots that you can be successful. And so I think that run game, that sort of short yardage stuff that they keep doing is something that, you know, that can prove to success. And I think – you know, we saw a flip of the script of what happened with the Giants. You know, every time they got down to the red zone, something awful happened with the penalty. This time, like you said, it they probably can't replicate this flawless of a performance, but it is kind of really good to see that run game really, really start to work.
So I've long beaten the drum here for Austin Ekeler. I think they need to give him the ball more. Their first drive, they gave it to him a bunch. You saw the touchdown run later on, and then the opening kickoff the second half. He's such a weapon. He obviously went out of the game concussed, didn't make the trip with them to Arizona just yet. If he has to miss some time, that to me is a bigger loss, I think, than maybe people are realizing. Go into his role and what you've seen from the usage of him.
Yeah, I think he's just an explosive back. I think – you know, thoughts that he was, you know, sort of washed up and a little bit old was kind of wrong. I mean, I think he was dealing with a lot of injuries last year, which kind of led to some of his struggles. But you can see it every time he touches the ball. I mean, 2 weeks in a row now, he's almost taking a kick return to the house. Well, one, he did, but got called back for a penalty. And he's just an explosive, explosive guy. And it's just a weapon that, you know, we've talked forever about the lack of weapons on this offense. But he's one right there that you can get the ball pretty easily to him. So I kind of agree. I think it could be a pretty big loss.
A lot of conversation over the last week, really 2 weeks, about Terry McLaurin. This show and many others about kind of where he's at in the big picture. 4 for $1 and 1 touchdown last night at the 55-yard catch, and then at the game-sealing unbelievable touchdown from Daniels when Jaden and he called game last night. What'd you make of Terry McLaurin's performance?
I think this was similar to what we've seen in terms of him getting open in the first 2 weeks. You know, I touched on it a bit earlier that, you know, he was getting open downfield. We saw it in the Bucs game, you know, the missed shot downfield that Jaden missed. And there were multiple opportunities in the Giants game as well to get him the ball. You know, same with Luke McCaffrey. Those two seem to consistently be getting open. And I think you just saw a flawless performance from Jaden Daniels in the offense, and it all finally clicked. And I think it's just, you know, it's just going to keep going for Terry.
All right, Nick, we've talked a lot about the offense and Jaden Daniels, and we should. Here's a little bit of a thunderstorm gathering around the parade. If the Bengals make a very makeable field goal and they don't not convert on 2 extra points, they went for 2 twice, didn't get it, then they have 38 points, just like Washington did. This defense, it's still this defense, isn't it?
Yeah, it's still pretty rough. I think one sign of encouragement is I do think that they really try to switch things up. They kind of saw the first 2 weeks that things weren't working. They played a lot of single high, cover three stuff these first 2 weeks, and it was not working at all. They switched it. They played a lot of cover two, a lot of cover two man, and that really, really worked. And every time they switched to single high man coverage, Burrow kind of ate them up. So I think you see the script going forward for this sort of team is that you're going to need to just keep things underneath you. You can't really trust these guys to play man coverage on the outside. They tried to switch Sanders still. He played out wide the entire game for the first time all year. And he actually played pretty well outside of that one, the touchdown early on. He was pretty solid. Igbinogheni kind of struggled in the slot. They just basically switched their roles. So I think you just kind of see that you don't have the guys to play man coverage the way you want. You don't have the guys to play the single high that you want. So I think you really just kind of have to stick with this cover two stuff, keep them underneath, and just don't give up the big plays.
Nick, thanks, buddy. We appreciate you.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
See you.
Check out Nick Akridge, PFF. We're Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.